The inquiry into the Juukan Gorge disaster has come to an end, finding that current state and federal legislation neglects to protect cultural and heritage sites. Amongst a long history of land destruction, the inquiry has proven to be a significant turning point and a time to implement new legislation. Chair of the National Native Title Council, Cato Muir, has been pleased to see the action and change to those outdated acts, but feels there is still much more to be done. He spoke to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg about what the inquiry means for future protection of heritage land.
The report's been released the other day. It's a damning indictment on both industry and the West Australian government, showing that such complicity and a conspiracy, really, between government and industry to continue to destroy Aboriginal sites. And what we're really concerned about is that the report is actually implemented and actioned. That's the biggest concern, because Western Australian government is saying, well, they're doing the amendments to their Aboriginal Heritage Act, which fall way short of anything that, stands test. And, of course, the federal government is sounding commitments, but, we're heading into an election and we'd really want to ensure that there is actual positive change that comes out of the release of this report.
And so is any of what the inquiry outlines new demands, or is this just what traditional owners have been asking for years?
What traditional owners have been asking for years? I mean, we want effective protection of our culture and our heritage. Every time a site is destroyed, it exacerbates the trauma that we suffer as a result of colonisation and dispossession. And so it reflects, back on cultural loss and loss of our heritage. Every site destroyed means the remaining places, their importance is elevated. So, it's really a damning indictment on the conspiracy between government and industry. Fortunately, some of the work that we've been doing with National Native Title Council, the First Nations Heritage Protection Alliance, is with investors and responsible investment. And in that way, we've been able to bring the money players into the conversation, who then starts running a careful eye over the impact of their investment on communities. So hopefully, if there's no action by government, at least there is this positive response from the investment community, expectations of how government and industry should interact with First Nations peoples.
And so what kind of legislation would be implemented if this inquiry is fully taken on board?
Well, at the federal level, we need a federal legislation that's an oversight, also a last resort. We need certain amendments. So one of the big, massive issues highlighted by this report is the complete power imbalance between a multinational corporation like Rio Tinto negotiating with an Aboriginal community. They control a lot of the purse strings on, compensation monies, which is outrageous. If there's money that's compensation paid, it should be unencumbered. But what you find is a lot of the companies actually encumber the compensation monies and therefore affect control over how Native Title groups are able to engage.
And how involved will Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people be in constructing the legislation that follows from this inquiry?
Well, federal level, they're talking to First Nations Heritage Protection Alliance, committing to a process of consultation and engagement. At the West Australian level, the state government has run away with the agenda. They're basically coming around. Their idea of consultation is to come and tell us what they've done. And that's not consultation. That's not free, prior, and informed consent. And that's not effective co-design engagement.
And so does this inquiry and the promise of potential legislation help heal any of the hurt traditional owners have been experiencing?
That's something that's been left out of this, is the process of healing, because effectively when we're affected by trauma, and government needs to remember, is that what they're effectively doing is they're exacerbating the process of colonisation, taking away our land and giving it to third parties. What this demonstrates is that they do it without remorse or without consequence.
What would that process look like ideally for you?
Building in, so taking notice of our cultural authority leaders, giving them a voice, giving them some prominence so that they're able to say no when an important place is subject to destruction.
Cato Muir, Chair of the Native Title Council, speaking there with The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.